black community. I think we've passed a lot of laws that have led to an animosity between the police and the citizenry. And I think it's a matter of building trust over time by doing the right things and getting to know one another.
And as we build that trust, Joy, we need to hold our leaders accountable to make sure they're looking for that stuff within their rank. Chief of police, the captains, and all that stuff. They should know the caliber of people that they have working for them.
Amen. Absolutely.
And then if you got somebody in there that the guy had 18 complaints, so you know that's a flag should be up. And then you take like four or five days to arrest him when the whole world saw him just take the life right out of this man. So it's not about the property that the people are burning. I want folks to keep focusing black and white, and it needs to be black and white. White people need to stand up and say, talk about this injustice too. It's not going to change until all decent people that want to have right and righteous hand in hand get up and start talking about something.
And if we want to keep that focus, I hope we could also agree, not the folks who, I mean, we can agree that the folks who get a little too angry and start looting, that's bad, but the folks I really have disdain and contempt for are those who are taking this opportunity to distract from the issue and use it to create
chaos.
Right,
that's right,
they're the ones that really need to be brought here.
I concur with you wholeheartedly. The people that's losing and got the media and other folks focusing on buildings burning and not that this man that lost his life and it could be somebody else tomorrow. And people gonna die. People die in Montgomery every day from shooting. In our community.
You're right.
Okay, but we do talk about that. We can't. But those are unlawful people. I'm talking about the people that's supposed to be upholding the law.
Right.
Right.
When we got to fight against them, then it's a real problem.
Well, Leon,
Joey, I thank you for your time.
Yes. Thank you for allowing
me to express my opinion.
Yes, sir. Good call, Leon. Thank you.
You know, Joey, got me thinking, in the world that we live in today where everything's caught on camera at some point, you know those random pallets of bricks that were laid out?
Yeah.
how come no CCTV has picked up who dropped those bricks off?
I would like to know. There's
a license plate. There's something involved there.
I would like to know. And there are a lot of videos of people tagging buildings that were in, very dispassionately doing it.
Yeah.
Folks who were smashing windows in a very organized fashion.
Exactly.
There's something else going on, distracting from larger issues, trying to take a bad situation and make it worse for their own ends. And it's not acceptable whatsoever. We got to hit a break. Last hour of news and views coming up. Hey, Jack Campbell, how you doing?
How you doing?
We'll be right back after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After nearly a week now of sometimes violent demonstrations since George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, President Trump meets this morning with Attorney General William Barr, and then on video conference with governors, law enforcement, and national security officials. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany says about the vandalism and looting.
This demeans the peaceful protesters who have a legitimate grievance when we see angry mob mentality take over and those horrific images of businesses burning in fires in the streets of this country.
She was on Fox and Friends. Luxury clothing stores were looted in New York City and Birmingham, Alabama. With a rope pulls down a statue of one of the city's founders, a Confederate Navy captain. Firefighters in Washington, D.C. put out a fire set at St. John's Church near the White House. There have also been marches in cities overseas. America's listening to Fox News.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Light at the end of the tunnel as things start opening back up.
Amen, brother. Things are opening back up, and we're open at Tucker Pecan. We are ready to sell candies, nuts, and all kinds of great gift items. We still have the great gift items and still have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Since all this has been going on, we've been sitting back waiting, but now that we're open, we're ready to see our customers again. And I want to thank all of our customers, because during this time, people have been calling, ordering, doing curbside, shipping gifts. I mean, we've shipped gifts for people that I've never met before, some old friends out of state. You know, everybody's worked together to make it through this, and we're going to work harder in 2020 to make sure that our customers know how much we appreciate them, because every day you're what makes Tucker Pecan what it is today.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer, the largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June. It's going to feel like June as we go through this week. Today, lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 90. Could there be an isolated storm somewhere on the radar this afternoon? Sure, that's possible. Overnight low temperatures tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not zero, but under 20% tomorrow. High around 90. Then we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. Widely scattered storms. Not much change on Thursday. The storm's a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday, though, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting close to 6,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 17,000. Health officials say at least 630 people have died across the state. Montgomery police are investigating a wreck Sunday night involving a pedestrian. The wreck happened just before 9 o'clock near Fairview Avenue and Interstate 65. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries after being hit by a vehicle. And hurricane season officially begins today, and state EMA officials say sheltering will look different this year because of the coronavirus. State EMA Director Brian Hastings says the state will look at opening more shelters to allow for social distancing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Prattville Carpet will remain open for business during this time. As always, you can call them at 285-8117 for a free measurement. And now they even have a mobile showroom where they can bring flooring samples to your home. Prattville Carpet is taking all precautions necessary to ensure the safety of their employees and customers. Washing hands, sanitization. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local businesses. Schedule your free measurement today. All you have to do is call 285-8117 and they will come to you. Call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. 17 today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by, once again, Dan Black Studios. They've extended the 50% off sale into June. We're now into June. So you can get 50% off. That's right, 50% off on all video transfers from analog format to digital format. So all those old 8mm, all those films, all those old VHS tapes, Betamax tapes, even the tiny little DV tapes for your camcorder, they can transfer that to a DVD or a digital file for your computer at 50% off. Also, if you got old music on albums like tape cassettes or CDs, they can transfer that to, let's say, tape cassettes to CDs, or really they can transfer it all to a USB thumb drive, make it compatible with your new car stereo. Doing great things over there at Dan Black Studios. And don't forget, they can do video production, whether you already have some raw video footage shot. Maybe you've been out in the protest watching people, set things on fire, and you want to present it in a nice video package. Or they can do, again, TV commercials, branding videos, dance videos, if you want to bring the world together through song and dance. Dan Black Studios, they can do it all when it comes to audio video production. They got you covered. So call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036. Be sure to tell Dan Black and the team that Joey, Jack, Eddie, the whole crew at News and Views sent you. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
It's all right. It's all right. It's been just every emotion under the sun this weekend. Like, heartbroken, angry, sad for all sorts of different reasons, and then just awestruck by the Falcon 9, the SpaceX launch. I mean, that was incredible as we went over. And then back to pissed off when I read the Michael Flynn, Ambassador Kislyak conversation. They released the transcripts to the public.
How was that, Joey?
Yeah. There was nothing in there.
Right.
Right, nothing.
At most, what Flynn said to the Russian ambassador is, hey, just don't overreact to what the Obama administration's doing. At the least, make it reciprocal.
Right.
And Kislyak says, well, you have to understand the passions in Russia right now. I do. And everything Flynn said was noncommittal, too. Kislyak would say what he wanted, and Flynn would be like, okay, I understand. But it was all noncommittal. Then Flynn would say what America wanted. Kislyak say, oh, okay, I understand. Like, it was noncommittal. It was the most boring, simple conversation. It's the type of conversation that if you ever do get a peek into how the highest levels of our government work, that you'd want a national security advisor to be having, trying to de-escalate, create common bonds. I know we're not going to agree on everything, and this is a new sheriff in town, so maybe we can...
And those crooks at the FBI never thought this transcript would see the light of day.
Exactly right.
So there's a lot going on. The fact that these protests have continued around the nation and the violence is very unnerving. Because to Leon's call there before, we hit that break, it is about George Floyd. And that's what it should be about, at least. If you're going to march in the streets and protest, that's what it should be about. And there are thousands of people around the country who that is what it's about. I mean, we saw in Denver, they did it right. They went to the state capitol. They laid down on the ground to create this great aerial image of people together on the ground. I mean, there are creative ways to get your message across, and then we have policy discussions about getting that message across. We have discussions about building trust with police and community. Do we have too many laws the police are having to enforce? There's all sorts of ways to get at this and for it to become about, the violence that so many are perpetrating. Doesn't help the cause.
Ask you about the Denver guys. So they did it right. There's not a whole lot of violence out there.
No.
Sounds like a bunch of potheads. Kind of just chilled out and said, hey,
yeah, but there are a lot of potheads out there on the freeway in Los Angeles, too, Eddie. So
I don't know. Maybe it's something in the air there in Colorado.
Well, at the end of the day, most Americans, no matter where you come down to this, are spectators.
And most Americans want the same thing.
To see if the news, if there is an escalation in COVID in these high riot areas, if the news will ever report it.
Yeah.
Or if the news will ever say, due to the large crowds of people who are close together, it has spread the coronavirus. I mean, number one, let's find out whether it did in retrospect. And number two, whether they report it.
Well, what about all these governors that had the curfews and and such, but the rioters or protesters, whatever you want to call them, defied curfew. And again, unless they were doing something violent, I didn't really see anything negative happen to them. So what good?
Well, I mean, you can't, it's hard to arrest 700 people at one time.
Right. And also, there were instances, and it's kind of like, well, this is what happens when it gets just mob violence and mayhem.
Right.
There were some officers who did some things where it's like, oh, you probably shouldn't have done that.
Right. And
even, like, for the sake of your own life.
I saw one.
Like, running into a whole crowd with your cruiser.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, I'm not judging too much because it's a, like, split-second thing and you're not thinking, but I'm taking this from other, you know, folks that have been on the news, police chiefs from around the country saying, yeah, they shouldn't have done that.
Well, if
folks that want to get more training.
If you were inside that cruiser and you're surrounded by a mob.
Right.
I can't. And then you see
the other opposites of, again, you know, the police marching with the protesters.
Well, there was one really good one I saw, I think, Friday, where the it was a white officer who was separated from his battalion. He was surrounded by a large group of black individuals, and they were protecting him from the mob.
Right.
To me, if we take nothing else away from this, that, to me, was just a great heartfelt moment.
Yeah, there are just examples of people doing great, a lot of examples of people doing the absolute worst. I mean, you've seen the whole span of what humanity can do this weekend, folks, whether it's sending people into space, having people just out of anger or maybe out of agenda destroy what it seems like for destruction's sake, just to get the message across. And then you've seen people in the midst of all this mayhem do beautiful things to help one another. Things you maybe thought weren't possible. So let's have hope that we'll get out of this. But there's a lot to clean up here. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Charlie. Hey, Charlie, thank you for being so patient.
Hey, Joey, I want to address what you just said, you know, the hope and all this good stuff. You know, I think this is pathetic because what we do is we say, oh, bless my heart, look at all these good people doing good things. You know, let me tell you something, buddy. These people that are trying to destroy our major cities, they have no concern about George's death whatsoever.
Right.
They care less. They look for opportunity, and that's what this is. You know, in a war zone, you've got good people in a war zone.
Yep.
But you're at war. You are at war. When you've got a barricade of police officers that are literally being just pelted with bricks, bottles, anything else that these ruthless idiots can get their hands on, and they are actually pushing the cops back, the CIA back, or you know, the guys are supposed to be protecting us. We're going in the wrong damn direction, son. We should be pushing them back, and they should pay the ultimate price for being where they are at. Because if they don't have enough common sense to realize that they are putting themselves in harm's way, they deserve everything they will get. You know, this weekend, there was over 50-something people shot in Chicago.
Yes.
Did you hear any ruckus about that? No. No, you didn't.
Yeah, this is an average weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, it's just another Tuesday.
Yeah.
The death of George was terrible. But, you know, we've got cops around here, too, and they've confronted me, and I just kind of look at them and laugh for maybe running a stop sign or something like that, that they got these hottie-totty attitudes. That guy was nothing but a thug that killed this fellow. That's all he was. But what you do is you let the law of the land take care of this guy. You don't come in and destroy innocent people's livelihoods.
Right.
And everything that's taken for them to get by and make a living, you don't destroy them. These people are, you know, Joey, they're not animals. Because you know why? Animals have got better damn sense than these thugs. They are just creatures, demons. Whatever you want to call them.
But here, Charlie, here's why I make distinctions. And I think it's good to make distinctions. Because those who are, there are, of course, different gradations. There are idiots out there who are destroying stuff, and they don't have any agenda. They're just being angry and young, probably, and dumb. And that should stop now. But I have even more disdain and contempt for those who are out there, not just angry, but who have an agenda that have nothing to do, as you said, with George Floyd. And the reason I want to make distinctions, be very clear, is we need to be able to show folks, look at who is instigating this over and over again, whether they're on the streets breaking windows or destroying or setting up, you know, reports that the police have put out of oil and gasoline mixtures ready to go to burn buildings. Mm-hmm. I mean, bricks, piles of bricks just placed out there, wood pallets to help set things on fire. It's those are the folks that we need to put a spotlight on them in particular to show, hey, and absolutely. And the reason we need to draw a distinction, though, is because why are they doing this tactic? Why are those extremists using those tactics? Because they want people to turn against one another. They want more bedlam and mayhem. And so we need to call them out. And I know this is exactly what the Attorney General, the President, is doing. And I'd imagine the FBI has already been watching this for a while. And on top of that, you already see it in the streets with the protesters, people turning on them. And not as much as we, you and I, and everybody else would like. But you're already starting to see people in the streets of all places waking up to what is going on. So that's why I say I have hope. Is because if we can point out that element, we can accomplish quite a lot.
A lot of these thugs, they're being paid to do what they do. It is a set up, organized situation. Just like you said, they are staged to do what they do. And the people that would have a protest, a good old American protest, if you want to call it that,
sure,
that they just want to voice their opinion, they get caught in the middle of it.
Exactly.
But what we need to do is we need to ask those people, hey, stay at home. Let these idiots come out on the street. We will take care of them. And I mean, Joey, I hate to say it, but, you know, sometimes you have to deal with things with an iron fist.
I've learned that as I've gotten older, Charlie. It's some people, you can operate on goodwill and the rules and good faith, but some folks aren't going to stop until you show them you're not going to get away with this. You're absolutely right.
Well, you put them down then. You put them down, and either they survive or they don't survive. You know, we go into countries, Joy, and we try to save countries from tyranny and all this bull crap mm-hmm. that they're putting up with. And 99% of the time, the country that we are fighting for, they don't give a damn. They don't appreciate it. They turn on us. I've had three of my four sons to serve in the Army. One is still in the Army, a Ranger, and he has served four terms in deployments in Iraq, and then he's been all over the world. But he said it is amazing how the people of those countries, when you're putting your life on the line for them, they will turn on you. Right. And we don't even get together over here when we've got these idiots coming against us to try to stop them. Sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes violence takes violence to stop the violence.
Well, we'll see where it goes with those who are trying to do it.
Well, they're cleaning up today. Think about this, man. They're cleaning up today. What, for hell to show up again tonight? Probably so. Probably so.
Well, we'll see. I appreciate you, Charlie.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Charlie.
272-922.
We can't say definitively that these people are being paid, but it sure does look like that. These people that come in from outside, and they've got ready-made piles of bricks and wood pallets and whatever else they might need to tear a place apart. And I'm with you, Joey. I am sure the FBI is beginning to learn who these people are.
Right.
And you put a few of them in jail, and you have that bear light bulb hanging down, and you got a billy club in your hand, and you say, all right, who got you to do this? We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, but my point is you got to be smart about it.
Oh, sure.
Because
absolutely.
These tactics are meant to create a response.
Right.
And you got to respond, but you got to be smart about that response, or you might be given the tactic what it wants. And there are ways to get around it. And there are a lot of smart people ready to go with that. Well, people smarter than I on these issues. But I have trust that that is coming. We shall see. We shall see. 272-9228. Who's on line one there? Right here, I'll just bring him on. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child.
Flower
Sorry
Child
about that.
On line one.
Hey, Jack.
Hi, Flower Child. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, what I called in for is probably evaporated now because there's been so much said. They don't even have to put the billy club and light bulb in their face, Jack. It's George Soros and the globalists that are paying these people.
We don't know that, Flower Child. I don't think you can say that with a certainty.
I can say it with a certainty because I've been following this. Like you said, somebody is too organized. These people, like they said, they have pallets of bricks delivered. You cannot tell me that probably 50 major cities just organically sprang up into the death of one male. This was just a continuation after the COVID-19 thing didn't take Trump out. And the George Soros pays his people. He's FBI's already got the Antifa people mapped out. That's why they're declaring them as domestic terrorists. They knew that this was coming. I called in on Dan's show last week and said, he asked me if it was did I mean Republicans and Democrats were going to be fighting? I said, no, it's going to be Antifa and the National Guard. And the bottom thing is it started with this horrible cop. And did y'all talk about Amy Klobuchar?
We hinted at it, but she had the opportunity, right, to prosecute this guy, correct?
Yes. She was a county attorney from 99 to 2006, and then she went into the Senate. And there was 24 instances where they had bad cops. I don't know if they're black or white, whatever they are. And they took them to the grand jury, and the grand juries came back, didn't indict them.
Right.
So if anything, from, that was a failure right there. I don't know why they didn't get prosecuted or whatever, just assuming, say, some of them were guilty. But then the mayors and the governors they should have locked down that city beforehand, all of them. They're all Democratic cities, and they should have put up a curfew knowing that this was coming. And instead, they've let the America burn, and we've just seen the worst of worst. And these people, the Antifa, are paid by George Soros, and I mean, I bet again with you, Jack. I mean, I lost last time, but I'd be willing to bet with you. And it's all our politicians have let us down. I'm talking about the Bushes, the Clintons, Barack Obama. They're all globalists, and they want us to be divided. They want us to be divided by race and sex and occupation and the haves and the have-nots. And if you've just got to realize that don't let these type of people divide us as Americans. The Chinese are lapping this up because we look like Hong Kong.
Yep. Well, and I've seen the Iranians doing their part to take advantage of it, the Russians. But that's nothing new.
I refuse to watch it. It's probably over in Europe now. They're going to...
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, to be blunt, like the stuff from Russia and China, like if I was running Chinese propaganda, you would be not doing your job if you're not taking advantage of what's happening in the U.S.
Right.
That's just...
I didn't read the article, but it said that Susan Rice was blaming it on the Russians again.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
they need to stop it. Well, Flower Child, we got to run because if we keep going, we're going to open up into a whole other new three-hour show with just your call. So, got to hit a break. I appreciate
you.
Take care, Flower Child.
272.
I did see that yesterday where Susan Rice made that suggestion. And even the person she was talking to couldn't acknowledge it because it was so ridiculous.
Very quickly, let's go to Cooter. Hey, Cooter.
Somebody's caller is damn long-winded, man. Hey, I'll make it quick. Three quick things. Number one, I couldn't stay on the line today. We got errands to run. My wife walked in the room and said, let's go. I said, I'm on the phone with Joey. I'm hanging on hold for Joey. She said, you sleeping with me tonight or Joey?
It better be her.
I said, well, I was going to sleep with Joey, but he probably won't go with
it. He just got excited, but not no more. You just crushed him. Just crushed him, Cooter.
Second thing, the police car and the protesters. If it's the same one that I saw, they had a big wooden board they put across and blocked one cruiser, and he stopped. And they were throwing stuff on his car, throwing stuff at his car, would have probably busted his windows. Another car pulled up to the right of him. They tried to stop him, and he sort of bumped and eased his way on through it. After that, the one behind the sign bumped and eased his way on through. They didn't hurt anybody doing that.
There were several. I think I've seen the one you're talking about, and that's not what I was referring to. They kind of all bleed together, honestly, when you see video after video after video.
I think the best thing they could do is install, like, electric fence around the car. And when you get surrounded like that, you just hit the button.
Everybody kind of
goes
away.
I think that goes good. Better than getting ran over.
Sure.
Last thing is the statue in Birmingham.
Yeah.
They put that stuff around it, and the state sued them, and they're going to charge them so much per day. Supreme Court said you can charge $25,000 one time. That's it. So they left the fence around it, the boards up around it. If they go in and tear that down, if Woodfin has his bulldozers to go in and knock it down, it's going to cost him a one-time $25,000, and that's it. No. I don't put it past him to do that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That was quite a scene. I watched that live, Woodfin pleading with the protesters. We'll see what happens in Birmingham.
With that, I bid you all a blessed day.
Thank you, Cooter.
And Cooter, he's gone. Yeah. Never mind.
I know he's still listening, Jack.
Well, I was going to say, no, I'm not going to say it.
We've got to hit a break here. 272-9228. Ole Miss, Steve, hold your positions. More news and views after this. Everybody's love each other. Damn it, love!
It's hard.
Keep your composure.
It's hard, Joey.
Yeah, I know. More news and views when we come back.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you are looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation. And folks, if you can tell, people have a lot of emotions, a lot of passions. I'm feeling them too. And from whatever perspective, I'll let you say here what you're thinking. I mean, within reason.
But of course.
Obviously within reason. Don't make me cut you off. But within reason. But, I want you to be able to speak your mind. Before we go to Eddie here real quick, talk about what he's doing in the housing market, Jack. Mm-hmm. A Cooter texted me, Jack. And in all caps, it said, "Say it, Jack." And then I responded, LOL. And he texted back, "Seriously, say it."
Same. I was going to say, well, Joey might entertain a three-way, but I'm not sure.
That's my boy, Jack.
Answer's no.
Right now, on the air.
Yeah, I'm not that desperate yet.
You don't know what his wife looks like.
It's true.
True.
That's true. That's true. But, well, that took a turn. Anyway, this part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. So, Eddie, what you got going on in terms of listings? What are you doing?
Well, we picked up a new listing over the weekend. It's hitting the market today. We've got another two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath condo out at the Waters. Maintenance-free living, just like you would like, Joey. Maintenance-free living. You don't have to worry about nothing. They mow your grass. They do everything but come in and mop your floors, man. They've got great places out there. This is a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath condo. You've got the lakes, you've got the pool, you've got fishing, you've got sailing, you've got great neighbors. We've got that listing, and we've got several other that are coming on the market this week. I've got investment properties. If you've ever thought about taking, $35,000, $40,000 and putting into an investment property and actually drawing some money off that, making some money, now is the time to do that. So you give us a call. My number is 334-322-0662. You can call my partner, Christy Kane, or you can call us at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. When you call us as a buyer or someone that wants to list your home, we take this opportunity very seriously. We embrace you into the family of the Goodson Group, and we make sure it gets done right.
There you go. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Leave a message, text a number, anytime.
Anytime, 24/7.
Now, we've had some follow-up from Cooter, Jack. And he texted in all caps, "Only if Jack would also join us, ...
There wouldn't be room, believe me.
Could Jack wear like a referee uniform?
No,
that would be cool.
Stop. Let's go to the phones.
Like a wrestling match.
Just stop. Just brother. Ole Miss, welcome to whatever the show has become.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Just have a couple quick questions. I've been out of pocket since Saturday night. I was just in Clanton, picking up some material, and one of the employees up there said in Birmingham this weekend they used the riots to cover to tear down several of the Confederate monuments. Now, I have not seen anything in the paper or heard anything, but he lives up there, and he said word's getting out.
We covered at the beginning of the show what the initial thing was, a very organized protests that wasn't like rioting and looting types, but they were trying to, what was it, Hines, the obelisk.
Hines Park?
Yeah, something like that. They were trying to tear down that monument that's like this giant obelisk in the middle of it. And then Mayor Woodfin showed up, the police chief showed up, they tried to plead with the protesters. I think Woodfin said something to the effect, let's do it the right way, I don't want y'all to get arrested. A lot of folks didn't listen to him, but some did go home. And then later in the night, is when really a lot of the rioting and looting started, and you did see Confederate monuments. I saw images of them torn down, yes. Yeah, a lot of it you can find at AL.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know why apparently one of the officials said there would be no prosecutorial action taken for anybody who was caught with a monument destruction? You know why there's no repercussions? Or if that was even said. I'm getting it secondhand. I'm just trying to get a handle.
No, I've not heard that. First, I'm hearing it from you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much for the information. I sure enjoy listening to y'all.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, it is destruction of public property, like it or not. And if they do that, those people should be arrested, no question. Whether you agree with what's up there or not,
right?
It's up there. It's been up there. It's public property. Under Alabama law, it's protected. And if you want to tear it down, then you're going to pay the price, or at least you should pay the price.
Exactly. Well, one of the headlines on AL.com is when a Confederate monument wouldn't fall, rioters turned on Birmingham last night.
Right.
And if it would have fell...
I don't... See, that's the thing. Like, no, we're just going to do this one.
Right.
And is that all that work?
You know, just like a couple nights ago when they were worried about breaching the fence at the White House.
Oh, if that would have happened... Would even get on to
right,
that?
If that would have happened... Again, it keeps...
Well, they sent the president to the bunker, I think.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. They
burned St. John's, which has been around since, like I said earlier, President Madison.
Did it burn down?
It looked bad.
Looked pretty bad, yeah.
When
you
I last saw it.
You are kidding me.
No, you couldn't see from the outside, but a reporter went up to kind of the underground, the basement entrance, down some steps, and it was a raging fire in there. Like, you did not want to go inside or get close. It was raging.
Oh, my God. That is just unbelievable.
So, again...
Well, there's a special place in hell for people who burn churches.
Right. Yes. So, what did that religion have anything to do with this? It goes back to, you have peaceful protest, but then you got the crazies.
Yeah, well, I think it's... The people writing, looting it, some of them are instigators, and then some of them are just mostly young men... who are angry. Young men who are just, I mean, this is, we talked about this off air. You remember, like, young men don't need an excuse to be destructive. They already are. Like, that's what young people do if they're not set straight, especially young men. They tend to just blow stuff up and destroy things. And usually it's not the worst thing in the world if it's their own property, so to speak. You know, their own stuff. But, yeah, I think a lot of that's going on, too. And not to mention, we have to, again, give the context of the lockdown. Of 3 months of this. People without work. And this is a powder keg. But here, 272-9228. Steve, welcome to the show.
Any excuse will do for criminal behavior. Burning a church and, painting graffiti all in it, and it was sickening to watch that. Just as it was to watch the officer take that individual's life.
Right.
But Joey, I was watching that last night. And it reminded me of the Purge movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you look at them, they look identical to those people.
Yep.
They look so similar to those people in the Purge movies. So tonight it was only one police station. Tomorrow it's only one CVS. Tomorrow it's only one somebody's house.
Right. Where does it end?
Tomorrow someone's daughter gets pulled out of a car and gang raped. Where does it end? My gosh, have we lost the ability to stop crime in this country? I mean, just like you said, what would have happened if they would have breached that barrier at the White House? Would the Secret Service on top of the building, was because they're flying the flag of protesters, stood down and not fired on them to save the president and his wife and his family? I mean, you have got to stop criminal behavior of that type looting, burning of churches, if you stand down and let that happen, then the next one's going to be worse than the next one after that.
We've lost the country if we allow this to happen.
Well, and it's a good lesson. You know, you can get all complicated. What caused World War One, World War Two? You can read all these deep historical analyses of it. But really, at the end of the day, whether it's war, or people burning things down in protest, or burning things down just to burn things down, people do it when they think they can get away with it. It's that simple.
Well, all these angry young males, there's a place for them in one or two places. One, they can be in the military.
Yep.
And they can get good, you know, they can get all that aggression out, or they can end up in prison. And it's a choice. It's a choice you make. But to continue to allow this, it's just like what's her name's book? Adios America?
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. You're seeing Adios America right now. And I'm just so concerned.
Steve, I do have hope that I think the folks that have the agenda, not just the folks that are mad, but the folks that have the agenda, I think they pulled their mask off too quick. And they're about to get it.
Well,
we'll see.
We'll see. But I'm concerned when you have mayors, when you have people in charge say stand down, let them burn it, let them destroy it. Where does that stop? And does it come to your neighborhood or my neighborhood? That's my concern.
Well, and that's a good point. You know, there was this ESPN reporter who was celebrating the burning of the precinct, third precinct in Minneapolis, and then 3 days later, he's yelling and tweeting about these animals are outside my gated community. Mm-hmm. Somebody get them away from me. That's interesting. I mean, that's how you have to think about it, whether you're looking at that cop killing George Floyd or you're looking at people burning things down and looting. You have to think about it in terms of what if that was me or somebody I loved. That's how you have to think about it. Appreciate you, Steve.
Have a good day.
Thank you. What I would like for us to talk about tomorrow is what are the political ramifications of this?
Right. We haven't even touched on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because there's been so much to report and hoping that tomorrow will not be as news filled as today was.
Right.
Maybe some of this will calm down overnight, hopefully, and prayerfully. But we could talk about what our opinions are about what the political fallout is going to be for both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely.
Good.
I'm game.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Here, last break of the program this morning here on a Monday morning. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the Dan Moore Show. He's coming up at noon, but y'all stay tuned here for the last segment coming up.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Senior. They don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
this weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June. It's going to feel like June as we go through this week. Today, lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 90. Could there be an isolated storm somewhere on the radar this afternoon? Sure, that's possible. Overnight low temperatures tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not zero, but under 20% tomorrow. High around 90. Then we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. Widely scattered storms. Not much change on Thursday. The storms a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday, though, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. We shut down the greatest economy the world had ever seen because of this coronavirus. Let's open our businesses back up, our factories, our restaurants, our salons, our movie theaters, most importantly, our places of worship. Just reopening this economy is not enough. We need to bring manufacturing back to America, where it belongs. American manufacturing means American jobs. It's a matter of national security. I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limo and Doug.
Check it out, Limo. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark.
Hey,
Jack Campbell, how you doing? I'm doing well. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. I'm going to the Harrison Road location, Express Fitness 24/7 at Hogan's Gym, 3331 Harrison Road. Y'all check out their website at expressfitness24.com. See that location, all the locations across the river region. Some gyms here, won't name them, have shut down. So if you're looking for a place to get a good workout in, whether you're just getting some cardio in, they got rooms full of cardio equipment, or you like using free weights like I do, they got plenty of that, or plate loaded machines, cable weight machines. They got it all at Express Fitness 24/7. So check them out today. And when you do stop by, be sure to tell them Joey from the radio sent you. Jack,
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you spell express? E-X-P-R-E-S-S or E-X-P-R-E-S-S?
E-X.
Okay.
Yeah.
Profound question, Jack.
It's a good question, actually.
Because marketing, I would say X.
Are you a copywriter?
I've written copy before, yeah.
I think.
It has not been copyrighted. It should have been. Some of it was brilliant. Some of the political ads I've written have been brilliant. May I say this?
Yeah.
About commercials, like the advertising commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real sick of this warm and fuzzy coronavirus ads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sick of them. We're in this together. You know, I don't want to get Jim and Prattville stirred up about alone together.
Yeah.
But it's starting to get up my ass bad.
Oh, I'm with you. There's nothing worse when you're in like a deep melancholy and depressed and it's always raining. Yeah. And you're just a human Eeyore. And somebody's like, oh, just turn that frown upside down. You just want to punch that person.
I know, but punch them out. But the worst ad ever, and I know there are advertisers on our show, is Limu Emu.
The Liberty Mutual stuff, yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
It's a national spot, yeah.
Joey, that commercial we were working
ridiculous.
On? Forget about it.
But here, Larry G's been patient. Larry G, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, bud?
How you doing?
Okay, let me interject this, guys.
when you look at regarding police officers, I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but it's a 95% ratio acquittal. For some reason, society does not want to punish cops. This cop in Minneapolis was on camera. Now, think for a moment. If this cop knew for a fact that his ass going to be hung out to dry, he wouldn't have did that. So the bottom line is simple. Now, to stop this is this. Every state, every mayor, every governor, and every police chief, they need to tell the crowd, we guarantee you the day before God. These cops step out of line, like, for example, it was an example in Atlanta the other night where the two black cops busted one out, snatched these college students. You know what the mayor did? She fired their ass right on the spot.
Good.
So now check this out. I'm going to be brief. I don't know why they bother going into court. Because, see, if you got a 95% ratio or acquittal, it does not make any damn sense, gentlemen, to go into court. And this thing is not going to stop eventually. It's probably going to be some black looters. Now, let me be clear. The looting going on, I'm against that.
Sure.
But see, when you have rioting, that brings on all that stuff. So somebody said, well, how did all this get started? Police down brutality. And guess what, Jets? It's not going to stop. You guys have a good one.
Bye, Larry. Well, on this one instance that started all this.
It's not going to stop. The brutality or the... looting.
Right.
And the rioting.
That wasn't exactly clear, but everybody I've seen who's seen this, including officers from guys just getting started to sheriffs to chiefs of police and commissioners around the country, are damning what happened. And there are, I think, conversations going on in Congress right now, and we need conversations from people in the law enforcement community who are serious about how do you not only, you know, make sure these sorts of things don't happen ever again, but also how do you, and on a local level, department by department, build up trust again with communities where it's been lost?
I think that would be a great mission for the president, would be to create a task force to study relations between communities and police, between civilian communities and police communities, and get
right.
Serving on that task force would be, you know, people of all walks of life, plus people in the law enforcement community, in the court community. I think it could really at least be an olive branch of getting some of this taken care of, whether it needs to be better training or whatever. I think he would be well served to do something like that.
Well, and
that's just
it has to be my opinion. I agree. I think there has to be also an appeal to our better angels, because all the tactics of those who are organized, let's say, out there really stirring stuff up. The whole point of what they're doing is to get people to play into the devils of their soul, not their better angels. And we got to watch out for that and be smart as we go forward.